Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
In question time, it was a case of the pot calling the kettle black as National and Labor quarrelled over which party showed more concern for New Zealand workers when buying new rolling stock for the railways while in government. National's claim that Labor had ordered new rolling stock from Korea was challenged by Labor's David Parker in this question to Transport Minister Stephen Joyce.
Was he aware that at that time the railways were not owned by Kiwi Rail but by Toll, and the tender was not from either Toll or the then government, but rather the council?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker.
But it was Labor, according to the minister, who put up the $200 million for the Greater Wellington Council to make the purchase.
They could have placed any condition they chose upon Greater Wellington's procurement, but in fact decided not to. I think that action in government speaks louder than any words today by Mr Parker in opposition, and as usual, Labor are lambs in government and lions in opposition.
The Honourable David Parker.
That was a very long yes.
And David Parker had another question.
Was he also aware that Hillside workers at the time were trusted by Toll and employed and kept busy cost-effectively rebuilding rolling stock for the Auckland commuter trains, thereby keeping skilled engineering and manufacturing staff in jobs contributing to the New Zealand economy?
That's right. The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, I am aware of some of the excellent work done by the workshops in Dunedin, but again I say to the member what I said to him yesterday, that we must give KiwiRail the opportunity to make its own business decisions about what it does to operate successfully.
Meanwhile, Mr Joyce's Cabinet colleague, Defence Minister Wayne Mapp, faced renewed questions from Labor's David Shearer about the use of an Air Force Boeing to fly Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley to Vanuatu in February.
Did the aircraft carrying Mr McCulley to Vanuatu travel via Samoa or any other Pacific nation to pick up other passengers, as was suggested by Mr McCulley?
The Honourable Dr Wayne Mapp.
Mr Speaker, it's my understanding that the Samoan delegation was taken to Vanuatu. I actually understood that to be, in fact, from New Zealand.
But that wasn't sufficiently precise for Labor's Trevor Mallard.
Were the Samoans who were taken on the flight picked up in Samoa?
The Honourable Dr Wayne Mapp.
Mr Speaker, I understand they actually picked up from Auckland, but frankly, I simply can't understand why the opposition spends so much time.
Question time was followed by the first general debate for several weeks, led off for the government by Simon Power.
Mr Speaker, I first want to acknowledge the people of Christchurch and the difficulties they are experiencing in the face of continuing aftershocks. Mr Speaker, at times like these, the public look to their leaders for assurance that these challenges are front of their minds.
If only briefly.
That is why I was perplexed, Mr Speaker, to hear Phil Goff on the radio this morning defending his leadership over the handling of the Darren Hughes issue. I suppose a proactive way is one word to describe this approach, but it demonstrates two things. The first is the opposition don't know what's on the top of the New Zealand public's mind, and secondly is that the Phil Goff doesn't know what sort of leader he should be.
Simon Parr proceeded to share his views on that subject until he was replaced by the Greens' Kevin Hague.
Mr Speaker, could I begin in joining the Honourable Simon Parr and expressing my deepest sympathy for the people of Christchurch in this really trying time. I was in Christchurch on Monday when the big earthquakes hit, and it was a pretty unsettling experience.
Christchurch was also uppermost in the mind of Attorney General Christopher Finlayson.
These are indeed serious times.
Although that wasn't obvious to some people on the other side of the House.
Former Justice Minister Annette King was last seen engaging in what young folk call a flame war with New Zealand's top blogger David Farah. The MP for Hutt South is currently training for a cycle race against another blogger. And this followed a war of words last year between senior Labor and Green MPs about who unfriended whom on Facebook. They say people find their own level in life. Well, these folk have certainly found theirs. Last month, Chris Hipkins tried to smear the Prime Minister with the scoop that two separate legal entities both had the letters BMW in their names. Well, NCIS Rimutaka, this was not. It seems Pete Hodgson has bequeathed Chris Hipkins his filing cabinet of unsolved cases, including old carpet and curtain cleaning bills, the secret of the H fee, and the possible whereabouts of the Ashburton Panther. This is opposition in a nutshell. They're the Yahoo Party, the once over lightly party. They are not the serious party.
Not a bad name, that, for a party. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.